Welcome back to One Visit Away with your host, Kevin Fitzpatrick. This show focuses on true stories of philanthropy in order to understand what it takes to succeed in major gift fundraising. Listen to these stories, and you'll realize you're just one visit away from a transformational experience for your benefactors and your organization. Don't let the idiots win. Recently, I was talking to a friend of mine, young guy, working in major gifts at an organization, and he's dealing with what I would classify as idiot leadership. And he was sharing with me some of his struggles and how he's thinking about leaving because of, you know, all these issues. And I totally get it. One of the things I was telling him was, I have been exactly where you are. I don't think I've shared this story on the podcast, so please forgive me if I have. I think I shared it in an email, which some of you received, but not everyone's on there. And if I have said it, it's been a while, so it bears repeating. I once worked for a very challenging boss. I'll call him an idiot, a well-intentioned idiot. And this guy had, he drove me crazy. There were about five or six distinct times that I was inches away from quitting and taking another job. And I'll give you just a couple of for instances. I mean, the main one was constant lies about how my compensation would work. And this drove me insane, especially as someone who was a high achiever, who was getting stuff done and was bringing in huge wins. And I was promised one thing, and then when it was time to make that right, it was, oh, well, that actually doesn't apply anymore because X, Y, and Z made up reason. And so I have dealt with idiot leadership. And I'll share with you the funniest story is the chicken tender example, which is what I described in this email that I don't think I've told on the podcast yet. But basically, I had led up a fundraising effort that was wildly successful. The previous year, a similar effort had brought in about $100,000. I took it over. And the following year, we brought in nearly $400,000 from this one particular effort. And so, like, it was a huge success. Everybody was so excited about it. People were pumped up. It was thrilling. It was a clear, wild success. And everybody knew so. And this boss of mine never said anything after the effort was concluded. He never said anything to me about it until about a week later. It was one team member's going away party, and we were at a, it was like an arcade bowling alley, and we're sitting there, and and he comes up to me with a plate of chicken tenders because there was a buffet with food on it, and he's got some chicken tenders on his plate, and he comes up to me and he goes, so Kevin, how do you think the thing went? And I was like, I thought it was amazing. And I was very excited, and I gave him all the reasons and how excited people were and all the money that we raised. And it was incredible. And on top of the money, there was just so many, leads that it generated and all the great relationships that were going to be started because of this and the long-term impact. And so I said, I told him this, and I said, and obviously I'm changing his name. I said, so Bob, what did you think of it, of the effort? And he's, it's just the two of us standing right there. He looks right into my eyes as I say, Bob, what did you think of it? And then he turns around and walks away to refill his plate of chicken tenders and never addressed the topic again. So I share that with you to say, I know what it is like to work for extraordinarily difficult people. Many people would classify as an untenable work environment. And for some people, that that probably is the case. I mean, when I was dealing with this, I was single. I was right out of college. It was a very different thing than I'm sure if it was today, I would have taken a very different approach. And so I'm not saying this is always applicable to everyone, but every time I was so close to leaving, I would think about, do I really want this one idiot to derail everything that I can accomplish here? All the good that's possible, the impact that I can have through this organization, the incredible things I can do, the people I can be around, the problems I can help solve, and the impact that it's going to have on my career long term. And so I weighed these things, and I always stayed until finally, after many years, I did accomplish all the things that I wanted to, and then I was able to leave very positively on my terms, where it was a very wonderful exit for all parties involved. And I think that's something that I know it's extraordinarily difficult to do, and I don't think you can do it in every situation. I think every situation is unique, and I think every work situation is unique, but then also people's, you know, family responsibilities, whatever's going on there, that factors into it as well. But many times you don't have to let the idiots win. There is a way that you can move forward, that you can, you know, one of the things I was telling this young guy was, look, leadership is, they're approaching this in the wrong way, but they've got some points here. And so can we see the points that they're making and separate that from the way that they're making them and move forward? Because it's very possible that that could be the case. And if you can do that, it is a superpower that will allow you to achieve unbelievable things. Because the thing is like, if I would have left all those times that I wanted to, there always would have been a question in the back of my mind. Do I really have what it takes? Like, can I really accomplish difficult things? And going through it and coming out on the other side has given me an enormous level of confidence that, like, yeah, I know pretty much in any situation, I can overcome it. And that's not something that I'm concerned about at all, because I didn't let the idiot win in that scenario. And when I say the idiot win, I mean, like, if you let the idiots scare you off from doing the great stuff that you can do at that place and having the impact that you can have, then they won. They might not have think of it as they won. They don't even know what they're doing a lot of the times. But if you have something incredible to offer, don't let one person or one unfortunate circumstance derail all of that. Sometimes it might be necessary to leave, but it isn't always. And so I would just ask yourself, do you want to let the idiot win or the idiots, or is there another way around this? And that's going to take some outside counsel. That's going to take guidance from people you trust that are further along in their careers than you. I mean, that's what helped me a lot, is I talked to several people that were much further along in their careers and it had incredible accomplishments and got their insight and relied on their judgment a lot. And, you know, I think of one guy, this is a different scenario, but I was sharing this with a friend of mine who was, he was extraordinarily successful. And when I was having this conversation with him, he was running a multi-billion dollar company, and he was telling me about, you know, how he got into that position. And it was in a similar kind of tumultuous, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on. And he was just like, I'm just going to keep my head down and do what I know I'm supposed to do. And we'll see, you know, like, I'm not going to get involved in all these politics and all this stuff. I'm just going to do my job and we're going to see where it lands. And it worked out for him. And I think that is something that a lot of times, like, it's just so easy to let an idiot get inside of your head, and it makes you want to quit just to, like, stick it to them. And I don't know what that's like because I've never done it, and I'm sure it's necessary in certain circumstances. But don't let the idiots control your life. If you want to leave, have it be because you want to leave and do something great. Don't have it be so you can get back at them or have some sort of revenge. The best way to, if you want to call it revenge, get revenge, is to get through it, overcome it, come out on the other side, and be victorious. And that person wound up moving on, and that's usually what happens in situations like this. If someone really is that problematic, they're not going to stick around forever. And I would, just encourage you. I'm not saying stay in a horrible situation that you can't work through. But what I am saying is question, is this something that can be overcome? And get some insight from other people outside of your organization, who've got experience in these type of things and can give you some objective feedback. So yeah, I hope that helps. This is, as you've noticed, I am back at the podcast. If you want to be a guest on the show, I want to get guests back on board. My schedule's pretty crazy, so initially I want to keep it to 30-minute guest appearances. If you want to be on the show, send me an email, kevin@onevisitaway.com. Give me three like outlines of stories you'd like to share on the podcast, of visits you've been on, gifts you've closed, stuff like that. And I would love to see some entries from y'all and pick some new guests. But thanks so much for listening. As always, I hope this episode has inspired you to schedule more visits. After all, you're just one visit away from growing your mission and your impact.